Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. How are you doing? How are you doing? You know what, my beloved brothers and sisters? If you ever, and I mean this with all of who I am, if you ever want to learn patience, do a website on your phone. My Lord, I don't know about you, but for me, do you need patience? My beloved brothers and sisters, you know what? I've been running around doing so many different things until I'm tired. Really, I'm tired. I'm beginning to believe that I need to start having some vitamins that keep me going because I'm tired. But you know what? I am so glad to be tired doing God's work than to be tired doing the devil's work. I am so glad to have the opportunity to say that I'm doing God's work. Man, it feels so good. This afternoon, while en route from one place to another place, there was a woman who had a, she's washing down the sidewalk. So she had a 200 feet water hose. And literally, I mean, I have never seen 200 feet before. And apparently, pulling it out was easier than bringing it back in. Because bringing it back in required, you know, putting it into a circular motion to bring it back in. And it's so long until, in her mind, she couldn't see how she can coil it back up while bringing it back in. It seemed that I got stuck or something happened. And as I was coming down the block on the other side of the street, I see her going through this trouble. And as I crossed the street and asked whether or not she needed any help, and she said, "Oof, thank you." And it made me feel good, you know. Feel good to help people, man. It's really a joy. So she pulled it out to the side a little bit more, and I began to winding into a circular motion, wrapping it around my shoulder and my elbow. My Lord, was that thing long. And when I looked into her face, I thought about God. And by that I mean this here. Has there ever been a time when you look and you're in trouble? You just really can't figure out what to do. Has there been a time when you just simply get frustrated because you're trying to do what's right, but you just can't get it? It doesn't matter what you do, you just can't get it. And it led me to this here. Let's go to Proverbs 3 and 5. I was looking at this, and all of us know this is, you know, all of us know Proverbs 3 and 5. And as I was looking at it, I thought about, you know, to have God in our lives is just, I got to be honest with you, it just feels so good. It really does. It feels good to know that He's there in our times of need. And I remember how I was in trouble. And I'm talking about in trouble, the kind of trouble man can't even get you out of. So, of course, obviously, I couldn't get myself out of it. And all I did was pray, really, that and have faith. And before I knew it, and I'm not saying necessarily right away, but before I knew it, you know how, have you ever saw the sunrise? Where you just, you sat at the beach or up on a mountain, you know, or maybe just went to the top of a building and just sat there and watched the sunrise. I remember one time, I do that quite often, and I remember as the darkness started fading because the light was covering it. And it came in slow and so beautiful until it's just, wow. Yet as it's doing it, you're so captivated by it happening until it's like you don't see it actually happen. Because you're so caught in it happening, what God does. And I asked myself this question a long time ago. How much do you love you? Meaning, do you love yourself enough to go to God for answers? Or do you get stuck in depending on your own understanding, which causes you to get into an area that's just simply not good enough for you? You know what I'm saying? Some people get stuck in mess, and as opposed to asking God's help, they'd rather go through this thing over and over and over again and never ask God to help them. Wow, that's kind of crazy to tell you the truth. But, okay. I'm going to read, you know, people normally take you to Proverbs 3 and 5. I'm going to read it from the beginning because I want to make it personal, if that's okay with you. This is so beautiful to me. Here we go. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands for length of days and long life, and peace they will add to you. Let no mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. And thank you, Jesus. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Okay, now we're going to 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your steps. Most of the time, and let's go with 99% of the time, 99.9% of the time, so many people who can reason themselves out of a situation, leave God out. And it doesn't matter how you come out that situation, because you left God out of the equation, you actually sinned. I'm being honest with you. That's actually the truth. When you do not let God be the one to guide you, when you do not acknowledge him by just simply, Father God, what do you think? Let me go by your way. Let me look this up. Let me pay attention to this. Actually committing a sin. You see, not only are you committing a sin, what you're also doing is you are asking for less. Because like the sun that rises, knocks out the darkness, it does so with such grace. Because the sun is like that of truth. And when truth rises, the darkness does not comprehend it. So the darkness scatters, because the darkness is everything that is not of God. The sun rises, everything that is in need of nourishment is about to get it. Flowers bloom, trees bloom, grass bloom. It's just so much nourishment with that of the sun. Now I want you to sort of consider the sun being the sun. S-U-N being S-O-N. When we allow ourselves to depend on Jesus, what happens is it's like going to our big brother who rises every day, make sure that we receive the nourishment that is a necessity to acknowledge that we belong to not Satan, but God. And when we allow ourselves that ability, we are then telling God that we want the very best. We don't want man ways. We want his. We want to handle the situations like he would handle it. We want to show the very best. We want it to be understood that we belong to somebody who enables us to show the world that we got what it takes. Not just are we smart, but that we have what it takes to handle all situations, grace and truth, which will be nourishing to us. Listen to this. Now we're going down to 7, my apology. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Why would God say that? Person who's really nice, who's really a decent person. You don't lie, you don't. You can be a person who, see, it doesn't matter. If you're not acknowledging God, if you're not doing it God's way, by the word, it doesn't matter how nice you are. Doesn't matter what you got. You are doing that which is not good for you. Which ultimately means that you're not loving yourself as God loves you. Because you look at it and you say, wait a minute, I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't hurt nobody. I just try to do the very best I can. I even help people. I do things to let people know that I'm there for them. But if you're not adding the word of God, if you're not acknowledging God in what you do, it doesn't matter what you do, because your works is not going to get you in heaven. Your faith in Jesus Christ is the only way. Your works by faith is the only way that's going to get you the opportunity to see God and deal with this world, and on a level is filled with the light that can no man put out, let alone how healthy it's going to be for you. Check this out. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because when we're trying to figure out situations, there are some situations that we can handle that's pretty cool. We can handle it. We got this. But there are some situations that has caused men to become alcoholics, drug addicts, caused men to become crazy, commit suicide, that has caused men to go into areas that's not good for them. There's people who are on death row right now because they leaned on their own understanding. There's some people who are outside having a good time right now, yet going against them, they're not living a godly life. And to God, that's asking for you to commit suicide, especially if you know some of the word of God, such as just one thing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Just that alone, not acknowledging that, tells God that, you know what, you don't mind dying. You don't mind being disconnected from him. You don't really, really care about having a relationship with him. So what about his son? You don't have nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. You prefer to just simply live according to your own ways, which will cause you to, it'll cause you to do this. Let's go to Romans 3:23. When I begin to look at, how can I put this? When I begin to look and see that I need to follow God, regardless of what I say, that I need to follow God, I don't care how intelligent I am. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care how nice I can be. I just simply don't care. I knew the reality is, if I'm not adding God into the equations, that's like committing suicide. That's asking me to go to hell because if you don't want God in your life, somebody is going to be there. And the only person that will be is Satan. Happy to have you. He'll be the one to say, son, you need to do wrong. It's okay. Oh, don't worry. Don't you, Jesus ain't coming for a long time. You can even get it right before he get here. Don't trip. It's going to be okay. But this is what God said. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But now, that's all of us. We all have. Well, let's go to 6:23. So in Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Satan wants you to say, I'm going to be okay. Yeah, you know, I'm not doing no harm to nobody. I'm just simply sitting back, enjoying life the best way I possibly can. But Satan is saying, keep doing like you're going because I love company. I want you in hell so bad with me because literally I don't want to go by myself. So this is what I like. God said, that the only way that you can get to me is you must confess your sins. And he will be faithful and just to cleanse you of your sins. But let's stay in Romans, okay? Check this out. Let's go to Romans, if I'm not incorrect, 9 and 10. It's actually 10 and 9. My apology. Please forgive me. 10 and 9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, thank you, Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 10. For with the mouth one believes to righteousness, and with the, my apology, let me get into some light here. For with the heart, my apology, one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth, one confession is made to salvation. 11. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Of all things, why would God say will not be put to shame? Take a look at this. Not to put anybody on blast, but take a look at this. What are you doing that goes against God? Just really think about that for a second. What are you doing? Yourself do not have anything to do with God, that you do not add God to, and you don't even care if God is in the equation because you want your own desires. You think you got it going on. You think you're okay. And you believe that you got enough time to get it right. What are you doing? The one thing I understand about this beautiful world, there's nothing beautiful about it. The reality, it all is that which is temporal, and it soon won't be here. Everything that has to do with man is not good. If you're not living with God, you're going to hell. That's the bottom line. And if you don't believe that, let's go hang out with someone where I can show you that you're going to hell. I don't want to tell you no lies. I want to tell you that you're going to acknowledge Jesus. You're going to Philippians 2 and 5. For those who don't believe that he's going to be here. Now, 6:23 of Romans said that the wages of sin is death. But for those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ, even though you don't do it now, listen to what God said. Thank you, Jesus. I thank Jesus for me, to be honest with you, because God placed me in a position to where I can acknowledge Jesus and don't have no cares of the things of the world. Because I've got to be honest with you, I don't want to go to hell. Truly, I can't see me being so foolish, so weak, until I'm going to allow myself to go to hell simply because I like the little pleasures that I'm receiving on this earth. No, that's like, got to be honest with you, just like suicide. Anyway, okay. I'm going to start in 5, okay, because I want to give you the full effect of this. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. What was Jesus' mind set on? Was it sexual immorality? Masturbation? Was it drugs? Alcohol? Was it dishonoring your mother, your father? Was it lying, hating people? What was it? What was it that Jesus was mind on? Only on the righteousness of God. It wasn't about stealing, boosting himself, believing he got it going on. No. Only about satisfying his Father. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Okay. Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also, thank you, Father God, thank you for this. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name of which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth, and of those under the earth in hell. I'm just going to share with you. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So, now this is me. This is just my thinking. If you don't care about yourself to want to go to heaven, then you don't care about yourself being in hell, which is you leading yourself there. No disrespect, but because you're leaning on your own understanding, you're saying, Satan, save a seat for me. Brothers and sisters, I love you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.